This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Dineen, and our guests are members of an ensemble that performs each summer in the Grand Traverse region, Viridian Strings. Well, they're here in the area performing this week, Wednesday evening at the Alluvion in Traverse City. First time we've seen and heard you in the winter, so thanks and welcome.
Thanks for having us.
We're visiting with Joe Skerrick today, one of Viridian's artistic directors, and new to Viridian Strings, violinist Carissa Chu. One of the hallmarks of Viridian Strings is the fact that, in addition to Joe Skerrick and Kyle Stocknick, artists with deep connections to our area, we're always getting introduced to a varied roster of wonderful, talented colleagues. And Carissa, we want to extend a special thanks to you today for coming and being in the studio.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
We've, over the years, talked with Joe Skerrick and Kyle Stocknick and always love hearing what's going on with them, but we're introducing you to our audience. Now, I understand you're an award-winning soloist, you regularly play in symphony orchestras, but I also know that chamber music is a major part of your career. You're co-director of the Plymouth Chamber Players, and you're here with Viridian Strings this week. What draws you to chamber music?
Well, chamber music has always been a huge part of my life. I grew up in a very musical family. My father is a violinist in the Chicago Symphony. He was my first teacher for 10 years, and my mother's pianist. Both brothers are cellists, cousins, uncles. So I kind of grew up playing chamber music and hearing chamber music. And when I was in high school, I joined the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, which is a pre-college for high school students. And that's really, I'd say, where I fell in love with chamber music, and I just loved the intimacy and how I really got to know people in the group, and friendships blossomed into really great music making. And I think that's the core essence of why I still love chamber music to this day, and why I'm so thankful to be here with Joe and just to make good music with good friends.
Not necessarily on the chamber music front. You have an album that's going to be released later this year. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I recorded with City Records in Chicago with my very good friend and amazing pianist, Zhu Wang. It's titled Home and serves as a, kind of an homage to my life and what the word home means to me, and also as an encouragement for other people to reflect on what home means to them. I recorded the 4A Violin Sonata No. 1, WC Violin Sonata, Sibelius Five Pieces for Violin and Piano Opus 81, Incantation by Augusta Reed Thomas, and Lotus Land by Cyril Scott and arranged by Kreisler. And so all these pieces I kind of learned at different times in my life. For example, the Sibelius Five Pieces is very special to me. It's something that I heard my parents perform together a lot. So very nostalgic, and I was so happy to be able to record all of these pieces. And yeah, very excited for the release in the fall.
We'll make sure to get that here at IPR, and we'll be playing it on the air. I'm excited for it. Now, Joe Skerrick, violist in Viridian Strings and co-artistic director. You're a member of the Vega Quartet, Artists in Residence at Emory University. How did you come to have your focus be chamber music?
I think chamber music, particularly for a violist, is always a very central part of a violist experience, even in school. So in middle school and high school, I did do chamber music, both at the Interlochen Arts Academy and in summer festivals, and at the civic program here in town before I was in high school. But chamber music slowly became more and more a centralized part of my schooling and my interest when I moved to college and was immediately put in a very challenging and exciting chamber music ensemble, a quartet actually, as a freshman working with people much older than me. And from there, it snowballed into what I did more and more of. And there's always the conversation of it's very difficult to have a career doing chamber music. So for a while, I didn't consider it. But as more opportunities came, it's just too good to say no to. So, you know, any opportunity you get, you run with it. And it's grown into what I'm doing now, and hopefully will continue to grow.
We're so glad you keep coming back and keep bringing Viridian to us here in Northern Michigan. Now, this Wednesday evening, you're at the Alluvion in Traverse City. The doors open at 6 p.m. The performance is at 7. What can concert attendees expect when they come to hear you in this program? It's called Interwoven Voices, Beethoven and Beyond.
Well, Kyle and I were really debating what piece to start with and what piece to end with, because the Beethoven G major string trio Opus 9 that we're going to be featuring has the best opening for a concert ever. We've played it before, back when Viridian was more of kind of an ad hoc thing, and it just captures everyone's attention right away and welcomes everyone in. And the ending of the piece is just fantastic. I remember we played it once on the first half of a concert and people were ecstatic, and the trio we ended with for the whole concert was not as ecstatic. So it's just this brilliant start and ending, and we couldn't figure out what to do. And eventually I said, what if we just, that was the whole concert, and we injected or interwove other pieces in between the movements and kind of made this whole piece kind of like a fun journey. So it'll be more like a salon-esque concert where there will be a lot of kind of informal talking in between movements and playing pieces of music that are special to us, maybe some pieces that are old for us and some pieces like the Francais you'll hear today that's very new for us. And that's kind of how the program itself was established. So it's definitely an experiment, but we hope it'll pay off. It'll be a lot of fun, I think.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be fabulous. We're thrilled that the two of you and wonderful cellist Kyle Stocknick will perform for our listeners today in Studio A. What will you be playing first?
We will be playing first the piece by Jean Francais, the string trio, the third movement. It's this very simple and meditative movement that to me sounds like kind of the sighing of maybe the wind and maybe like a park in the early evening or something. It's unbelievably gentle and sensitive, and I think very much unlike a lot of what we record in this studio typically when we come in the summer. So I think it'll be a nice breath of fresh air.
Here are Viridian Strings, Carissa Chu, violin, Joe Skerrick, viola, and Kyle Stocknick, cello.
Thank you.
Viridian Strings on Classical IPR. That was the third movement of the String Trio by Jean Francais, Carissa Chu, violin, Joe Skerrick, viola, and Kyle Stocknick, cello. That was so beautiful, really just delicate and intense at the same time. Thank you so much. Viridian Strings, here in Studio A today, will be appearing at the Alluvian in Traverse City this week. There's no better way to spend your Wednesday evening in February. For info on how to get your tickets, go to Classical IPR's Winter Concert Guide, interlockinpublicradio.org/winter2025. Do you have another concert preview you can share with the Classical IPR audience today?
Yes, we certainly do. This selection is going to be by the Hungarian composer Béla Bartók. Béla Bartók, as I think is correctly pronounced. We're going to be playing a very short duo from his 44 duos for two violins. We've adapted it for violin and viola. Bartók intended these duos to be compositional exercises and exercises for students to learn how to play Bartók's music, which at the time was very contemporary and was drawing on his ethnomusicology work that he was doing in the field and recording folk songs all across Europe and some parts of the Middle East. This one is very short and exciting. It's the Ruthenian dance, and it's dead opposite of this Francais that you just heard, but it's so fun to play.
Here are Carissa Chu and Joe Skerrick of Viridian Strings in Studio A at Classical IPR. Music from Béla Bartók's 44 duos for two violins, adapted for violin and viola by Carissa Chu and Joe Skerrick of Viridian Strings. Viridian Strings performs Interwoven Voices, Beethoven and Beyond, at the Alluvian in Traverse City this Wednesday evening, February 5th. And more information on the concert and all about Viridian Strings can be found at viridianstrings.com. Joe Skerrick, Carissa Chu, and co-artistic director Kyle Stocknick, along with Joe Skerrick of Viridian Strings, will be performing this concert. As I said, it's called Interwoven Voices, Beethoven and Beyond. As always, thank you so much for coming and playing for us at Interlochen Public Radio. And as I always also say, please keep coming back.
We're on it. Thank you.
In Studio A with Viridian Strings was engineered by Michael Culler, and Classical IPR's digital content manager is Scott Clemens. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director, and I'm Nancy Deneen. Thank you for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.